Romans chapter 8, in verse 22, the Bible said that the whole creation is looking forward, expecting in labor to see the manifestations of the children of God. The whole universe is in labor. And the labor time is the ninth month. Any labor before that is a premature labor. And nobody prays for that. So whatever is going to happen now in your time is real. Because this is your ninth month. Ninth in the day, ninth in the month, ninth in the year. Triple nine. Therefore, this will energize us to key into the number three. 999. Three nines. And we move into the issue of gestation. Since the whole world is in labor, your family is in labor, your business is in labor, our destinies are in labor, adoration ministry is in labor. Amen and amen. Permit me to say also that Nigeria is in labor. And when a woman is in labor, she doesn't deliver herself. She delivers a new baby. Prophetically. Remember, this is a prophetic message. Ozi anezi ba amuma ka anebu n'isi mmadu. Onye a iji aka ya ka na agwe ya na enigwe n'ụwa nọ n'ime omume. In Isaiah chapter 42, the Bible says that God himself is reporting that he is going to act like a woman in labor. God says he's entering into labor. He's going to fight for your sake and for my sake. He's going to deliver victory. Ihe ọ na-eje ịmụ bụ mmeri. Ọ ga-ejide ndị a na-achụghị mee ha taa kpuchi ọnụ. Both demons and humans. Anybody who says you will not live, God is coming to fight against such powers. I say both human and divine. Onye na-achụghị ka nyefe n'ime na-eme Chineke. Oge imeje eme bụ na ninth month. This is the ninth month. Imewe mewe Chineke. In Isaiah chapter 33, in verse 10, it says, now I will arise. Ugbua, aga m ekuni. Chukwu sị na aga ekunizi. And look at how he puts it. Now I will arise, says the Lord. Now will I lift up myself. Ọ bụrụ na mmadụ ga-ebu n'ime enu. Aga m eji aka m bunye onwe m enu. Now I will be exalted. When? I want to hear that word. When? Tomorrow? When? When? Keta. Ugbua. Chineke si na aga ekuni. Oge nkuni Chukwu. Olu. Ihe a na-eme gị. Oluge oge enigwe ga-ajụ si ya. Alọ na anyị gị. Amen and amen. Because in Isaiah 49 verse 8. Asio. From verse 7. In against in okwa. Thus says the Lord. Ihe a bụ di wenu na-ekwu n'isi mụ na gị. Amụma. The Redeemer of Israel. Onye na-azọpụta obodo Israel. Israel's Holy One. Onye dị nsọ nke Israel.
Nke Isaiah 12 verse 6. No ye din son ki Israel. No ne titi aya. In Isaiah 12 3 I'll say, therefore with joy we shall draw water from the well of salvation. Why? Because the Holy One of Israel is in our midst. Also, who rejects and despises, to him whom man rejects and despises, to him whom the nations abhor, to the servant of rulers. Nge oyana akpo maasi ma madu ma mmo na akpasi genti ihe ge sogi akunuba nke uwa na akpobu ge maasi ihe oma na akpo ga asi nwa choko obaye nwa akpokuo ga asi o dika ga asi na uchubara ge imesi exam success akpo ga asi. Now this 999 date okuchi neke sio, kings shall see you and arise. Somebody here, kings will see you and rise up. Can you put your name there? Kings will see Father Mbaka and rise up. Put your name there, slot your name there, and believe in what you are doing. Kings will see me and rise up. Na he kuni na bona ha horam. Ha no la na mjere bata asu na obiago. Eme gini? He kuni era mata. Abudi wenu. Neku. Which means you are going to be greater than those kings. The type of divine endowment that is coming upon you now. See what you are doing now prayerfully. Iya na eji me ni si. If you believe me, don't allow anybody to distract you. We are not entertaining anybody's ego. The message is not out of any emotional outburst. It is spiritually mandated and must be preached and prophesied as such. Come eat your mother as a contact point. There may never be another 999 in somebody's life here until you go to heaven. Because heaven is our target. Kings will see me and arise. Kings will stand up for me. Kings from America, kings from Britain, kings from Japan, kings from all the Asian world, kings in Nigeria, they will see you and get up. Any of them that will see you and will not arise will be in trouble. Igweranka. Another miracle working, amen. Princes, and they shall prostrate themselves. Princess, ndi no no bi ezo are ezecha. Ha hu gi hala ya down. Hancha ga gbu ikpere na na masa ala ya down ki we ga fere. Ki maru de ma de Chineke si ni ga abo. Maka e weri ha na eji mu at this labor time 999. And this delivery situation, when what God is pregnant with is delivered, kings will see you and bow, not because of you, but because of the integrity and the dignity and the divinity of God in your life. Kings will see you. While the kings are arising, their children will be prostrating for you. So you are going to be a celebrity. You are going to be celebrated. Tell the person you are holding, remember, I am going to be celebrated. Though. Tell that person you are a celebrity. Don't be ashamed of confessing what the Bible says you are. Oh! The Bible says I am a celebrity. That kings will see me and rise up. Presidents, governors, they will rise! Hey,
Jidewa neganka.
Excuse me. Don't allow us to be distracted. Security men. Stewards, please don't put this in tape. Both the stewards, in Cabron, being asked to go back or come forward. So run around here. Because I've come to remember that many people who are church wardens in the church remain poor. Turn around, as I go back, as I go forward. All mad, I was in a jena pungoze guy, and I want to distract Father as he's preaching. Give one up, don't come forward, stay where you are. Hold somebody.
Kings shall see you and arise. Tell that person you're holding. Kings will see you and arise. And the princess will see you and prostrate. Another miracle working. Amen. Tap your feet on the ground and shout. Amen. Kings will see me and arise. Erebeshinda yakata sara moshire bokima. Princess will see me and prostrate. Whether they like it or not. In the past, I was rejected. But now, something has happened in my destiny, in my vocation, in my life. I am a new person. God has made me now greater than kings and princes. Amen. 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 Because of the Lord, they will arise and prostrate because of the Lord. Because of the Lord. So I am involving God in the 999. Because of the Lord. Not because of you. Not because of your perfection. Not because of your beauty. Not because of your academic intelligence. Not because of your financial breakthrough. No. Not because of your genealogical grace. No. Because of God. Cabron and Bolma, Maca, Amaca Macoco, Amaca Mama, I wear a milky brain, a Maca resortum, a Maca Aboromusina, a Macoyabo Papam, name my mother, Mba. Iana Chimeni Sigame, Maca, Ezebube, Obinigue, Chineke, Eze, Yave, Sabaoth, Adonai, Adone, Adonehe, Mbara Gudike. Ekwem badike okuke bam alun shalu aja ogwam ike guru dibe onya oru ebube achichu ka je mon omimi ni mo omimi. And the Bible says this will happen because of the Lord who is faithful. God is faithful. In 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says God is faithful. In 2 Thessalonians 3:3, God is faithful. In Numbers 23:19, says God is not man that he can change. He is always faithful. Ever ready to be faithful. Always. Today and tomorrow and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Christ Jesus the same. Yesterday, the same, today, and the same forever. Ever faithful. In Malachi 3:6, he's the unchangeable God. And in your own case, he will not change. In Job 23:13, he's the unchangeable changer. Oh, Chukwaka, Sinage, Ogeji, Makayawa, the Holy One of Israel, who had chosen you. One chere kede, Horoge. Otu yede, Amaka. Owolo yega, Mamma, Kagen, Owa. Gwoya ijagase na imanama amaka gwa. Gwa kwoya for the first time. Say it. Say niba asad. Asad baby. Abu na made kwere kwoya kuzie ya. Oge chuku kechara gasi. You are good. That I am good. Amakam. If anybody is branding you bad, that person is making mistake. You are good. And anybody who is good must be celebrated. And when you are celebrated, you become a celebrity. Amen.
a superstar of God. This is a spiritual rebranding.
Nege kwenti Nwachukwu.
In verse 8 of Isaiah 49, Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable and favorable time, because I am pinning this message into a time in history, both chronological time and kairotical time. Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable chronological time and in a kairotical favorable time, I have heard you, I have answered you. In egenti na ya nu go ebere gi ni azagogi. And in a day of salvation like this, I have helped you. Eyere m ga aka Chukwu si na yere ga aka. O wala aka Chukwu yere gi na abuti ihe. God helped you, and that help is coming out into manifestation. And I will preserve you. Chineke si aga mechekwa gi. Preservation. You will not expire when God preserves you. Amen and amen. Amen. Preservative from heaven that will make you ever new, ageless, fresh. Idika tomato jos. Akwa nwa. Egovin nwa. Jesus, yeah. Oh, be a yana, we're not a can. I work Seriboshinda Yaramakuma. May the Holy Ghost take over and plant this message in the epicenter of your existence. I will preserve you. I will give you a covenant. I will give you for a covenant. Agame Yagidiki Hombo Bando. Chinegas in Agage, Gimedi Hombo Bando. In Zechariah 9:11, or seal the covenant in the blood. Because of this covenant of the blood, I will set your prisoners free. God, for your sake, will begin to set prisoners free. Makagewa! You are a covenant child. Somebody will now say, I am a covenant child. Ooh. Oh, divine revelation. This is an exegetical, inspirational utterance. Please, for dogmatists, bear with me. Amen and amen. I will give you for a covenant to the people. When God makes you a covenant baby, anybody who touches you touches the apple of God's eyes. You become a man or a woman after God's own heart because you are a covenant child. Remind the person by your side that I am a covenant child, though. That you are a covenant child. Nah, I am a covenant child, though. I am announcing to the atmosphere, let the demons know this, that you are a covenant child. Amen and amen. Amen. And the highest covenant is in Luke chapter 22, 20, 21 following. In Matthew 26, 26. Osio nankabo ikonkobara. Jesus. I will give you as a for a covenant. Amen. So that in the family, where there is a story of premature death, that will not be your portion. In a family where there is a history of wretchedness, you will never know wretchedness, and wretchedness will never know you. Tap your feet again on the ground and shout, I am a covenant child.
Children
of 999, shout hallelujah. And the Bible says, I have established you to raise you up, to raise you up, and to establish the land from its present state of ruin. To raise you up. Raising up. No matter where you are lying down now, there is a raising up for you. We don't care who puts you on the ground. We are after him who will raise you up. In God, there's a raising up. Raise somebody, stand up and make a joyful noise to Yahweh. Woo! Woo! Covenant children, hallelujah! Hallelujah! This is God's own formula for you. 999. Listen, I will raise to raise up. When God makes you a covenant baby, he will use you to raise up. He will not only raise you up, he will use you to raise up and establish the land from its present state of ruin. Just like as Nigeria is in a state of ruin. Forget about those who are telling everybody that Nigeria is well. Nigeria is in a quagmire, in a political frustration. Economically, we are down, warped, and raped by our so-called leaders who are hooligans in power. When they talk about VIPs, our brother, the musician, Fela called them vagabonds in power, vultures in power, criminals in power, who will carry our monies and our policemen will be following them, protecting them. Broad day criminals and robbers. Oh! Using bombs and jets, attacking their children in Niger Deltas. But the whole nation is in labor. Hey, hey! 999. You will never forget this message. Because after this message, a lot of new babies are going to be born. Time for Jesus. When you come on, you mama. God is going to use you to raise up your family. God is going to use you to raise up this ministry. God is going to use you to raise up this. Whether Nigeria is our country or not, he's going to use you to raise up a country. Do you know that God can make you the president of a country? And a new country can be born for your sake to be the president. You may not be the president of Nigeria, but you can be a president of a country. There was a time there was no Nigeria. Do you know that? Oh! I cover this message with the blood of Jesus. The Spirit of God is telling me to go ahead because new babies are about to come out. 999. The date is 9. The month is 9. The year is 9. Full gestation period. Hey! Owara yege jinwa apotana. Owara, anywhere geti aka. All the pregnant children of God will deliver like the women of Hebrew. Abulai babulundi Hebrew. Abulundi Jew. I see no kabulu epota. Oh! Yena chime. Labor time! Labor time! Kedini mene meba. Even God is in labor. Even a metrical kikabiyama. Hey. But God will use you to raise up and establish. God will use you to establish new industries, establish new blessings, establish new families. You, give one. Catch you, get you, Lola. Oh, yeah, Jack, I say, I'm not too good. I guess I can't put you in. Ah, moi. Catch you, get you, Lola. I am special in the eyes of God. In the hand of God. Oh. And he will establish the land through you from its present state of ruin and to apportion and cause them to inherit the desolate moral waste of heathenism. Their heritages. Oh. Nega kwanti umu ikuku. In Isaiah 49 verse 9. Say it to those who are bound. Mandi eji eji. Iye aki gana akwandi eji. Come forth. Siyebe eji giwe. Pota. Come out. And to those who are in spiritual darkness. Inno no chichiri. Nke mmo. Show yourselves. Come into the light of the Son of Righteousness. Pota no ni ye. Nke. Anyawo. Nke. Nso. Malachi 4:2, and I will allow the sunshine of righteousness to happen upon you with the healing rays upon you. I am what to tell about Jesus. Anybody that will come out and see this light will be healed. And in Ezekiel 43 verse 1, the angel will lead you to the eastern gate of the rising of the sun, where you will receive and be embraced by the healing power of God. They shall feed in all the ways in which they go. In this 999 time, you will be fed in all the ways where you are going. Agora mabuna tagen. Oh yeah, Ijagasi and Agora mabuna tagen. Ikarilagu igebu agro. Sen igebu agro. Agura Mambugi. Let this prophecy come through in Jesus' name. Because God is raising somebody who will be a covenant child. Through that covenant child, all of you will receive a contact from God for...